Well, there we have it. Interest rates are being kept on hold as expected, sitting at 6.75%. Economist Tavi Leoka, Davi Rutt from the Efficient Group, and Azhar Jamin, who's chief economist at Econometrics as well. Tavi, as I say, we've got rates being kept on hold, but the governor did keep us guessing for quite a bit. You said at a point in the conversation that he sounds like he's going to cut rates.
Yeah, it sounded like it because he revised down his inflation forecast for this year and next year. He revised up his GDP for this year and next year. He spoke about the global economy and how that is likely to support growth in South Africa. And only right at the bottom did he of his speech did he then say, however. And then he talked about the risks, the two main risks, which became, I think, five risks. And the two risks were the downgrade and the increase in international oil prices.
Absolutely. Okay, so that's the scenario. Tavi highlighting that he's revised upwards his growth forecast, but he's still a lot more pessimistic than the two of you are sitting here as far as a growth outlook is concerned, Tavi.
No, not really. I mean,
0.9% for 2017.
Oh, that one, the old one, yes. Mm-hmm. But that's last year. I mean, what's important is what's going to happen this year. In fact, my impression from the governor was that he's quite happy with where we are. Things are not all good. There are a couple of things that he's very much concerned about. He did mention that. But I get the impression that he's happy where things are panning out. I think he's really burning to cut rates. He really wants to cut rates, but he wants to make use of this opportunity, the downward trajectory of inflation, and maybe a little bit more political stability. Well, that's an open question. Mm-hmm. And I think what he wants to do is, he's been referring about inflation expectations all the time. That's too high to his liking. So he wants expectations to come down and actual inflation to come down, and he wants it to be anchored around about 4.5%. So he wants to cut. But I think this is an opportunity for him to get inflation down, and he will cut. I'm pretty sure unless there's a big something going on over the next 2 months or so. But in 2 months' time, we're going to see a rate.
Absolutely. Cut. March brings with it a lot more clarity than we have right now, especially with those prominent risks. So we've got the potential downgrade coming through from Moody's. Off South Africa's credit rating to sub-investment grade. We've also got him highlighting South Africa's fiscal position, and that putting the budget speech come February front and centre.
Very much so, and I think what he also highlighted was the risks to the banking system of the precarious finances of these state-owned enterprises, mm-hmm. and that ties in with the fiscal challenges that actually exist. I mean, the one thing that didn't come through and was overlooked completely, which I find is a small elephant in the room, is the possibility of a hike in the VAT rate, because that would clearly increase short-term inflation, and the risks to that would be the knock-on effects, pass-through effects of that through the rest of the economy.
Davi, you've got a comment on that.
Without a doubt, the Reserve Bank and Treasury, maybe they don't necessarily know what's going to be in the budget, but they're working together, without a doubt. They're playing with each other's models, with each other's toys a little bit, and I think the assumption was made that they don't know what's going to happen. So that must be the assumption by the Reserve Bank. But you're absolutely right. There is certainly a possibility which will lead to all sorts of things like inflation. Yeah.
Of course, you know, that budget comes into review, possibility of tax increases stand in the spotlight, where we've had the minister saying that the country will implement spending cuts of 25 billion rand and an increase in revenue of 15 billion rand in this year's budget, but no clarity, and many looking to that budget for that clarity at this stage.
That's correct, and actually everything that you mentioned is slows growth. So an increase in VAT, and if we are to have those huge cuts, budget cuts, then we're unlikely to see these forecasts. And unless the Reserve Bank has factored in these an increase in VAT and huge spending cuts, then maybe I'd believe the 1.4. But I suspect that they haven't. Mm-hmm. And that brings the risk, a huge risk, to their forecast. It also will be very interesting to see what GDP forecast the National Treasury has, because obviously they will base it on their own budget forecasts and their own assumptions on how they see South Africa, which is also quite significant. Yeah. So again, I think that we may see, I know that he painted an almost too perfect picture, but we may see a total reverse depending on what happens in at the end of February. And what happens at the end of February could also result in a downgrade,
absolutely,
which then means this statement could be flipped,
yes,
upside down completely,
yeah. Yeah.
From a
yeah.
inflation perspective yeah. to a growth perspective.
Yeah. What's your view on that, Azar?
I do believe that, but there's another factor that can come into play between now and the end of March. If there is a sudden and significant correction on global financial markets, mm-hmm. This rand is going to tank quite soon mm. and quite quickly. And that is one of the big risks. Everyone is focusing on our fiscus and Moody's, etc. But what hasn't been factored in is global risk appetite, which is insatiable at the moment, and that could change.
And where a lot of the upside we are seeing is so dependent on that rand and the strength we've seen over the period. What did he mention? 13.1% appreciation in the local currency against the US.
That's huge. And something else, of course, the international environment, but do not underestimate the impact that the fiscal accounts can have on the South African economy. We are, the fiscal accounts, it's an ugly picture. And we don't even know who's going to be the Minister of Finance mm-hmm. during that time. So a lot can still happen. So maybe we're going to see that, maybe we're not. But it seems as we're going to see a sugar tax.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Amidst it all, Tavi, I mean, you know, the policy, the politics, all the uncertainty that brings with it, we had the question raised around the independence of the Saab. This with calls, of course, from the ANC conference emerging for nationalization of the bank here. The governor downplaying what a nationalization of the South African Reserve Bank would mean, but putting emphasis on the fact that if you know, their mandate was changed, that's where defenses would need to be brought up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it was this nationalization of the Reserve Bank started in the policy conference in June. And from then I knew that it's going to gain traction and it's part of this populist yeah. agenda that some within the ANC will push. And obviously it succeeded mm-hmm. because that was one of the it was one of the outcomes of the conference, one of the resolutions of the conference. And he is correct, because the mandate has to be changed within the constitution. You cannot change the mandate of the Saab unless you change the constitution. So whoever wants to then you know, tamper with the way the Saab operates is in for a fight. And we've seen last year that the Reserve Bank went all out with the public protector.
Absolutely.
And anyone who wants to do that, I think that they have the right to do so.
Well,
and also, having said that too, I think, you know, I think he has the support also of the new president of the ANC. Mm-hmm. For him to confidently also say this, I think we have a very reasonable person in Cyril Ramaphosa who understands the constitution, who was very important in drawing up the constitution.
Even though they didn't discuss new leadership at the ANC,
exactly.
Of the ANC at the ANC, MPC.
But I just
meeting.
Think it's very important that the person, one of the key people who drafted it, understands the importance of keeping certain things within the constitution. And it was not a mistake to put the mandate of the Saab in the constitution,
yes.
for this very reason, that you don't want people then suddenly coming up with populist ideas to then change the mandate.
Well, thank
them.
You all for having joined me in studio this evening. It was an absolute pleasure hosting you, and that's where we leave things with you for now. Of course, my guests this afternoon were economists Tavi Leoka, David Ruett from the Efficient Group, and Azar Shamin, who's a chief economist at Econometrics as well.